Good evening, dear listeners. James here on the 6th of June, and my audio mo entry for today involves me walking through trodden undergrowth, which is a lovely feeling because you know people have been here before and it's familiar. But if you're a stranger to it, it's the sights, the sounds, the smells are wonderfully evocative as well. Birds are being somewhat out-rustled by the row of trees along which I'm walking down the side. It's the lovely warm evening after a busy day at work. In fact, a crazy busy week at work. And I thought, since Chris is at youth club and Eleanor and Beth are at the theatre, I would indulge one of my hobbies, which is going geocaching, only for three quarters of an hour. And in doing so, it means I get a little walk into the bargain. So it's a double win for me. And if I'm heading back to the car now, and I should be home by 9 o'clock, which is perfect. Friday is unfortunately my sinning day for work. I'm trying to keep my calories down, as I may have mentioned in a previous boo. But in doing so, my Friday lunchtime pizza is makes me go bust almost immediately after breakfast. I don't have it after breakfast, but having counted breakfast, I should say. I'm stuck here because I'm in the middle of some large plants and I can see the road, but no immediate way to get to it. I think it's like corn or wheat I'm walking about down the other side of. And it's getting less and less trod down. Oh, here we are, look. There's a path just bisecting this route, so I'm safe and I can pretty much see my car. Bonus. I may well have done an audio boo about geocaching before. It's a hobby of mine. I can't say I'm particularly good at it. There is a star rating for the hiding places for these little trinkets. Anything more than one or two, and I'm, especially if I'm on a time budget, and I get very frustrated. Beth and I and the kids used to go geocaching together, but she believes that, like golf, geocaching is a good way to ruin a nice walk. So, yes, this evening I found just one out of, I think I looked for three, but there were nettles, and there's quite a lot of things to rummage through. I didn't quite have time for. Oh, there's the bird song. You can probably hear Luton Airport in the distance as well. Oh, but it's the perfect evening to get out and about and enjoy some fresh air, if you can. And of course, if the weather's nice enough where you are. It's the weekend, very soon. Well, officially it's a weekend today, but I don't know what we've got planned, which is good, because I think doing nothing, or very little, or maybe getting a bit more exercise if the weather's nice, sounds like just what I need. Signing off now from, I think I'm in Lille, and going home to possibly have enough calories saved up after 2.5 or 3 kilometres to the nice bowl of soup. Bye for now.